So today's Torah portion is Ve'et Hanan, right? I implored, which the reason for the name of the portion is because of the first important word in it, you know, the, and you know, that doesn't count, but okay. That's not what the portion is really about. You know, it's God kvetching to God, Moses kvetching to God again, saying, you're not letting me in the land because of them. No. This is one of my favorite portions in the Torah, which people laugh because I say that about every portion in the Torah. This is a very interesting one. Okay, so remember the setting, right? This is Moses' great sermon, all of Deuteronomy, cover to cover. This is Moses' great sermon to the people. And he's not just sermonizing. He's doing one of these. Right. So he's a little bit, you know, he's a bit of a sourpuss here because he doesn't get to go into the land. And he doesn't get to go in the land for the sake of the people. You know, it's the people and what they did. It's actually appropriate that we start, you know, I implored God and he still wouldn't let me go into the land because of you. Okay. But he's going through, starting in last week's portion, the history of what's happened with the children of Israel from Sinai forward. I'm from Egypt forward. And so today's portion, he talks about Sinai. And consequently, he talks about or reminds the children of Israel that God said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hear, listen, it's in the imperative. So it doesn't mean listen, it doesn't mean hear. It means pay attention! Israel. That's everybody that's there, right? The Lord, our God, the Lord one. There's no present tense of to be, so stick in an is, okay? Eloheinu is plural, right? Echad is singular, right? Grammatically, this makes no sense whatsoever. But God's trying to tell us something, right? And all of the Chazal, all the sages, they talk about the plurality of God. They look at this and say, see, what does it mean? I have no idea, but see? And then he continues with the V'ahavta. It's actually part of the Shema, right, that we just read. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And of course, Yeshua says this is the most important commandment. Why? Why? Because all of the other commandments are encompassed in the one. None of the other commandments have any meaning whatsoever if you don't love God. Right? And then he says, also almost as important, Ve'ahavta re'echa kamocha. Love your neighbor as yourself. Okay? But all of the commandments have meaning if you love God. They have no meaning if you don't love God. Right? So Moses is telling the people this. And then what does he go into? The Dibraya. Right? The word of God. Dibraya literally means the word of God. Now, in English, we call this the Ten Commandments. It's the only language that we call it the Ten Commandments. Okay? We call it in Hebrew, you call it the Ten Words or the Word of God. It's not called the Ten Commandments because there's not Ten Commandments. There's 613. There's some immediately before it. There's some immediately after it. You know, singling these out as the commandments is something we do in America. It's not something that is done. Okay? So, but the Dibraya, this is what he talks about. Okay? And so Moses reiterates the Dibraya to the people of Israel. Right? I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Why? The best why in the congregation is Clifford. Come to a Friday night dinner, you'll hear it for sure. Why? Because he's going to be our God. I'm the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. You'll have no other God, lefanai, before me, in front of me, ahead of me. And then he goes through the rest of the Debrayah. Right? We have to notice something about this Debrayah. And it's about the commandment of the Shabbat. What does God tell us at Sinai about the Shabbat? Zocheret HaShabbat. V'kadsho. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, separate. Separate. Separated for God. Okay? Is that what Moses says? No. It's a different commandment. Sort of. Moses says, Shomeret HaShabbat V'kadsho. Not Zocher. Shomer. Shomer. A shomer is a guard. It means guard, protect, observe. Do it. Moses is telling him to make sure to do the Sabbath day. Now, this isn't what God said. God said, remember the Sabbath day. Why? Why does God say in Exodus for us to remember the Sabbath day? Because in 6 days, God made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day, he ceased from work and rested. So God's explaining it to us. So Moses is standing up there. We already had the explanation. But we're not doing it. Or don't not do it. Do it. Do it. Shomeret HaShabbat. What do you call somebody that really... really keeps Shabbos? Shomer. They're Shomer Shabbos. Why? They're following what Moses said. Okay? Don't do any work. Not you. Not your servant. Not your maidservant. Not your animals that work in the fields. You and the convert. Nobody. Don't do any work. But make certain to go to church and synagogue on... No, it doesn't say that. Right? So first thing we notice about both of them is you ask the question, is Shabbat the day of worship? And the answer is, of course not. It's not. Every day is a day of worship. Every day, and not just every day, three times a day. Okay? So what's different about Shabbat? Don't do any work. Right? And there's an extra sacrifice. Okay? And so what's Moses doing? Moses is saying, look, you're already supposed to remember it. Do it. Do it. Don't do any work. Make this day separated for God. Now, no other day is spoken of here. Just Shabbat. No other commandment is different between Moses and what God tells us directly at Sinai. On the sapphire tablets. Okay? That's how important this one is. That Moshe Rabbeinu is imploring us to do it. Now, those of you that have heard studies on the Debrayah before, understand that each of these commandments is really a category of commandments that are elsewhere in the Torah. Right? Don't make any image, don't do any idolatry, don't do avodah zarah, right? There's a whole bunch of commandments in there that are related to that. Don't take the name of the Lord Leshava, which is translated in vain, which I have no idea what that means. But I know what Leshava means. Leshava means casually. You don't just use the name. You don't write it down. This is something kadosh. It's separate. Right? So we don't know how to pronounce it, so we make no attempt. Right? When Mashiach returns, he'll tell us how to pronounce the name. Or not. That's up to him. Okay? But there's all kinds of other commandments that relate to not taking the name of the Lord, Leshava. And so here, Shomer et HaShabbat, Moshe tells us. Protect the Sabbath day. Well, how many Shabbatot are there? Right? There's Shabbat. Right? There's Shabbat Shabbaton. There's the Sabbath of Sabbaths, which is Yom Kippur, which are just beginning, starting in adult ed. A bunch of weeks on Yom Kippur leading up to Yom Kippur. Okay? What else is there? Well, let's go through the year. There's Sukkot. And there's a couple of days there we're not supposed to do any work. Right? There's Pesach. There's days, a couple of days there we're not supposed to do any work. There's Shavuot. There's a day there we're not supposed to do any work. There's lots of days you're not supposed to do any work. And every one of them can be called a Shabbat, which is, as an aside, another reason why you start counting the Omer the day after the first day of Pesach, unless you're Catholic or a Tzedoki, in which case, get out. No, I'm just saying. Okay, so there's a lot of things that are encompassed. Shomer et HaShabbat, Shomer et Sukkot, Shomer et Pesach, Shomer et Shavuot, Shomer et Yom Truah, Yom Rosh Hashanah. Okay, and all of these things. Do them. And that's what Moses is trying to get us to do. In modern times, there is an effort to try to separate faith from actions. Okay? Faith from actions. Right? When I have Torah written on my heart, I have faith. So I don't have to do the commandments themselves anymore. I don't have to do them. And you ask yourself if this makes any sense whatsoever. And yourself says, self? This makes no sense. Right? Pick one. Murder. I know in my heart I'm not supposed to murder. Therefore, I can murder. Right? This, right? I'm not supposed to steal. But I know this in my heart. This is on my heart. So I can steal all I want. Does this make any sense? No. And it's true for every single commandment that you have. Right? So God told us to remember the Sabbath day. Moses implores us, do it. Do it. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your ma'od. Doesn't really mean strength. That's koch. What's ma'od? It means more. With all your more and more than that, love God. And within the word ma'od, the root is ayin dalet, which also means witness, so that others can see you. Why? Mamlechet kohanim to you, you will be a nation of priests, a kingdom of priests. Right? So that others can see it too. So we do it. We do it. How do you show God you love him? Do what he said. Do what he said. Yeshua made it plain. If you love me, do my commandments. No. Right? And if we mess up, but our intent is good. If we're trying to do the commandment, that's good. And do we do it? As an individual, we go out, it's me and you, God. No, it's never me and you, God. The Torah is given to the nation. It's Moses addressing the nation. It's so the nation does this. And we do it together. And believe it or not, that's the only reason we're having a synagogue service. That's why we're here. It's because we're doing this all together. Okay? Shabbat Shalom. All righty. Shabbat Nachamu. So it says in the Haftarah, be comforted. Be comforted. Right? We just got through Tisha B'Av. And then not only that, during the week, you can get a little app for your iPhone, which you get an alert every time rockets are fired at Israel from Gaza or from this week, the Golan Heights. And distressingly, the thing has been going off a lot. So we're under attack. Now, those of us that are old, like PJ, remember that during the time between 1948 and 1967, this was a fairly daily occurrence from the Golan Heights, and it's one of the reasons that we took the Golan Heights during the Six-Day War, the Milchemet Sheshet HaYamim, right, to get this to stop. And now we're undergoing it again, and rockets are flying out of Gaza, and they're attacking Sderot, that's the representative town that everybody talks about. But all of the villages and all of the farms and all of the settlement areas around Gaza, even as far as Yad Mordechai, which is a very, very famous place if you know about the War of Independence. And this week, they've started up in the Golan Heights as well. And they're falling into Israel proper. They're hitting Katzrin and all of or they're being fired at. The Israeli Defense Forces are very good at keeping rockets away from the populated areas through Kippat Barzel, through Iron Dome. But they're being shot at as far away as Kibbutz Ein Gev, which, if you've ever been on a tour of Israel, chances are you stop for lunch at Kibbutz Ein Gev and ate St. Peter's fish, because that's what they do. Very, very famous kibbutz. And more importantly, Kibbutz Cholata, which is in the Chula Valley up there. And I lived there for a while, picking grapefruits as a teenager, where I learned that I did not want to do manual labor for a living the rest of my life. So they're being shot at also, and this is in Israel proper. And again, it was a reason that we went up onto the Golan Heights and took the Golan Heights during the Milchemet Sheshet HaYamim, during the Six-Day War. All of these bad things are still going on, and yet Hashem tells us to be comforted. Be comforted. Okay? And there's lots of reasons to be comforted. Okay? And so Yeshua is speaking to his disciples, and he starts off, if you people don't believe me when I tell you about the things of this world, how will you believe me when I tell you about things of the Shemayim, of the heavens? Okay? Basically, he's telling them, you don't get it. It's all right, I got it. And he goes on and said, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, remember on the pole, right? The idol, the snake. Who understands this? The Son of Man is to be lifted up. What, you're a snake? Why? For God so loved the world that he gave his only and unique Son, so that everyone who trusts in him may have eternal life. Okay. Okay. One of the messages here, and it's a big one, is that you don't have to understand. Right? You don't have to understand. We study and we study and we study. Why? Because it's a mitzvah. It's a good thing to try to understand what God told us. To try. That's why he gave it to us. God gave us Tanakh. God gave us everything that God has given us so that we could understand. So striving to understand, doing some study, this is a good thing. But it's not the be all and end all. It's the supplement, right? The harder thing is taking things you don't understand, right? Don't just stop there and say, well, I don't understand. No, keep studying. But at the root, at the core of the study is faith. You got to trust God. Right? Nachamu, be comforted. God said he's going to come through for us. So he's going to come through for us. Do you understand? No. No. It's okay. He's going to come through for us anyway. Right? His coming through for us is not dependent on us understanding. Right? Just get it. He's going to come through. Right? Messiah is going to return. Right? And he sent him the first time. Anyone that believes in him, even them, those that ain't us, anyone that believes in him, will be saved and can have the chaya, can have eternal life. It's that simple. Do you understand? Yeah, well, I understand it about as well as raising a snake on a stick. And that this cures a plague. You know, how does a snake on a stick cure a plague? I don't know. And that's the point. Okay? Now I'm going to study about the snake on the stick. And the Messiah told us, just like the snake on the stick, so I'm going to strive to understand what he's talking about because he's telling me something. But his performing what he said, his being faithful to us, isn't dependent on me understanding the snake on a stick. On a stick. Okay? So here's the code. Want to know the code? Do you want to know the code? Yeah. I'm going to tell you the code. Because it's really, it's something we forget and we need to be reminded of all the time. The code is believe first. Have faith. That's the foundation. That's the foundation he talks about when God talks about the foundation of the earth. What's the foundation of the earth? Faith. Faith. Hayesod. And the connection between Yesod and Emunah is something that is written about and written about and written about. But have faith first. And the faith will cause you to want to learn. It's the faith that lays the foundation for everything that comes after that. Okay? If you have faith and then stop, how much faith is that? Okay? And so I'll conclude with the Midrash of the Four Kings, which I do several times during the year, because it is about faith. It is about the foundation. Midrash of the Four Kings. So King David was faced with the enemy. He's faced with an enemy. And so he prays to God. And he says, God, I will pursue the enemy and destroy him. You destroy him. I want you to destroy him for us. And so David went out with his army and he pursued the enemy and he utterly defeated them. And he came back and he said, thank you, God. Now, King Asa was faced with an enemy, and King Asa said, God, we don't have enough strength to defeat the enemy. So I will go out and we will pursue the enemy and I want you to defeat him for us. And Asa went out with the armies and didn't even have to engage. And God defeated the enemy. King Jehoshaphat prayed to God and said, "Dear God, we don't have the strength to pursue, let alone defeat the enemy. But I'm asking you to defeat the enemy." And so God did. He defeated the enemy before Jehoshaphat, and Jehoshaphat thanked God also. And King Hezekiah said, "God, we don't have the strength to defeat the enemy. We don't have the strength to pursue the enemy. I'm sick. I don't even have the strength to get out of bed. But I'm going to lay here and I'm going to ask you to defeat the enemy." And God defeated the enemy, and the Assyrians were defeated and left. So the Chazal, the sages, ask us, with these four kings, which one had the greatest faith? And the answer is King David. Because King David went out and trusted God and knew God so much that he tried everything he possibly could. He worked as hard as he could. The enemy was defeated, and at the end of the day, he knew it was all because of God. That's what faith does. That's what faith does. Okay? That's the foundations of the earth. Okay? And that's why Yeshua said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only and unique Son, so that everyone who trusts in him may have eternal life." Okay? Think about this for a second. Was Yeshua dead at this point? Was he resurrected at this point? Not yet. Not yet. And yet this is written in past tense. Perfect tense, completed action in Aramaic. Okay? Do we understand this? No. Do we have faith? Yes. And the faith means we go out and we do everything we can in the name of God. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom.